Mr. Speaker, does the Prime Minister recognise the concerns of families and communities about the impact of fixed odds betting terminals, gaming machines where people can gamble up to £300 a minute on our high streets?
Absolutely share concerns about this issue, and I think it's welcome that we're having this debate in the House of Commons today. I think there are problems in the betting and gaming industry, and we need to look at them. I think it's worth listening to the advice of his own shadow minister, who said that we should accept the argument that empirical evidence is needed before making any changes, because it might just create another problem somewhere else. But this is a problem. It does need looking at. We have a review underway. Frankly, we are clearing up a situation that was put in place under the last government, but I think if we work together we can probably sort it out.
Ed Miliband.
Mr. Speaker, let me say the 2005 Gambling Act limited the number of machines to 4 per betting shops, but it didn't go nearly far enough in the action that should have been taken. And let me just say, Mr. Speaker, he asked about evidence. Local communities from Fareham to Liverpool are saying that these machines are causing problems for families and communities. Now, local communities believe they already have the evidence. Shouldn't they be given the power to decide whether they want these machines or whether they don't want these machines?
I think he's making a reasonable point, but let me first of all just deal with the facts. Fixed odds betting terminals were introduced in 2001 after the Labour government relaxed gambling regulations. The second fact is there are actually now fewer of these machines now than there were when Labour were in office. And of course, to his point he's just made, councils already have powers to tackle the issue, and I believe that councils should make full use of that power. Now, I'm not arguing that is job done. There may well be more to do, but we have a review underway. This is an issue for the Department of Culture, Media and Sport. If he has ideas, I'd ask him to put those ideas into this review. But as I say, he might want to listen to his own shadow minister, who as recently as November said there's no evidence to support a change to stakes and prizes for fixed odd betting terminals. So there does seem to be something of a change here, but if he's got extra evidence, put it into our review and I think we can sort it out.
Red Miliband.
Well, Mr. Speaker, our ideas are in our motion today, and if he wants to vote for it, we'd be very happy for him to do so. Mr. Speaker, he says there are already powers in place, but the Mayor of London and the Conservative head of the Local Government Association have said local authorities do not have the power to limit the number of these machines. Now, 1 in 3 calls to the gambling helpline are about these machines, and they are clustered in deprived areas. For example, Mr. Speaker, there are 348 in one of the most deprived boroughs in the country, Newham. Can he at least give us a timetable for when the government will decide whether to act?
We will be reporting in the spring as a result of the review that is underway. And I think it is important we get to grips with this. There is something of a pattern, Mr. Speaker. We had the problem of 24-hour drinking, and that needed to be changed and mitigated, and we've done that. We have the problems created by the deregulation of betting and gaming, which he's raising today, and we need to sort that out. We've also had problems, of course, in the banking industry and elsewhere that we've sorted out. So, as I say, if he wants to... input ideas into that review, I think that's the right way forward.